In one key way, the White House task force charged with trying to save the Detroit Three automakers reflects the very problem that has helped sink the industry. Very few members of that task force and the key members of their support staff drive American cars. Dave Shepherdson is a reporter for the Detroit News, and he actually reviewed public records to determine whether the task force members embrace the Buy American mantra. He joins us now in the studio. Welcome to the program.
Thanks a lot.
And how many American cars?
Not many. Roughly about a half a dozen out of about 20 key members of the task force.
And I noticed that you brought actually the list in with you, so I'm just going to name a few names, and you can tell me what they actually drive.
Okay.
Let's begin with Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner.
Tim Geithner drives a 2008 Acura.
And Larry Summers.
Larry Summers drives a 1995 Mazda Protégé.
Steve Rattner.
Steve Rattner, who is sort of the key person for Treasury, a 2008 Lexus LS460, a 2007 Audi S4 convertible, a 2006 Mercedes-Benz, and a 2005 Lincoln Town Car.
Oh, he has a big garage.
Yes.
All right. Ron Blum, special advisor to the Treasury on the automotive industry. What does he drive?
Well, he did drive an aging Ford Taurus, which has since gone kaput while he was here at Treasury, and he has since replaced it with a used Ford Mustang.
Lisa Jackson, the EPA chief.
2008 Toyota Prius and a Honda Odyssey minivan.
The automotive recovery director, Ed Montgomery, the man who actually is charged with helping communities that have been hit hard by the industry downturn.
He drives a 2000 Lincoln Town Car.
Overall, is this list more or less representative in the country as a whole?
Well, what it's representative of is the coasts and the main problem Detroit has. For example, in 2008, the Big Three sold just 32% of all the vehicles in California, which is a similar number here on the East Coast. By comparison, nationwide, the Big Three sold 47.5%, almost half of every car sold in the United States. So the problem is, on the coasts, Detroit does a much worse job of convincing people to buy vehicles.
So the list shows that imports do very well among highly educated people. But if we were to take a random sampling of blue-collar workers, would we find this many American cars or maybe more?
We'd find many more American cars among blue-collar, among the Midwest. I mean, clearly this list is skewed heavily toward foreign cars than the public at large. There's no question about that.
Dave Shepherdson, thanks so much for coming in to talk to us.
Thanks a lot.
Dave Shepherdson is a reporter with the Detroit News.